Acorns are dropping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, cloudy as a mouse. It says away, nature thing. It says away, nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 119, Hello Sunshine, Sunday, May 8th, 2016. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. The Yarns at Yin Hu podcast has a Facebook page, and it's available on iTunes. This episode is devoted to an extended Yarn Lover at Large segment because yesterday I attended the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, and I thought I would record a rather brief episode about my time at the festival and put it out sometime later this week. The show notes for this episode will include links to vendors and other things that I talk about, as well as some photographs from my day at Maryland Sheep and Wool. This was my second time attending the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, and my day was full of new experiences as well as memories of the first time I attended 2 years ago when I got to meet Sarah of the Fiber Trek podcast and Emily of the Fiber Town podcast in person for the first time. And I did get to spend a lot of time with Emily this year, although sadly Sarah couldn't make it. So the day was kind of infused with memories as well as new experiences. Like the last time I attended, I'd used a bus trip to get myself down and just attended for the day. The Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, for those of you who may not be familiar, was begun in 1974. It had a little bit of a different name and was held in a bit of a different location, but it is currently at the Howard County Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. This festival is often compared with Rhinebeck because they're two East Coast festivals that are very large. And I think that the flavor of the festival is really dependent on the location and the time of year. Rhinebeck is very much a fall festival and has a New England flavor to it. The foliage and the pristine conditions of the fairgrounds are very much a part of the feel of the festival. It's a harvest festival. Maryland is a spring festival, and it's more focused on sheep and shearing, in my opinion, than Rhinebeck is. There are many, many, many breeds of animals on display at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. And because shearing has just occurred or is about to occur, there's more of attention on fleece, fiber, and spinning. There's also attention to lamb and lamb products, which is not so much a focus of the festival in Rhinebeck. I really like this festival. I like the energy of it, and it's a little more ragtag and haphazard in some ways, and I think that's really enjoyable. It was a muddy festival. There have been several days of heavy rain in the area, and there was a lot of mud. There are many, many outside vendors, much more so than at Rhinebeck. Not so many vendors are housed in barns because the Howard County Fairgrounds just aren't as extensive. So especially in some of the low-lying and sloped areas, there were sort of mud slides because it didn't seem to diminish the attendance very much. It was very crowded, very busy, and people didn't seem deterred by the mud. I was glad that I wore my Bogs boots and my feet were warm and dry the entire day. My first stop upon arrival was to visit the fleece sale And there I saw Carol Foster of Foster Sheep Farms. She was helping in the fleece tent. And shortly thereafter, I met up with Emily of Fibertown and shopped around with her and explored the fleeces. I did not purchase a fleece at the fleece sale because I was headed to Ross Farms, and a fleece that Amy of the Ross Farm was setting aside for me. When I arrived at the Ross Farm tent down in the lower corral, there was good news and there was not so good news. The great news was that Amy was the winner of one of the competitions, the garment competitions at Maryland Sheep and Wool, and she won for a garment knit with commercial yarn. So she was really excited about that. Congratulations, Amy. She's a relatively new knitter, but you would never know based on her accomplishments. And the sad news was that due to some car trouble, I think the shearer had not arrived at Ross Farm in time for them to bring fleeces to the festival. So I am still in wait for my first fleece purchase. And I'll work out the details of that with Amy and maybe be getting it sometime this season, or maybe waiting until I meet up with Amy and Scooter Pie at a future festival. I also visited the Hobbledehoy booth in the lower corral, and there I purchased some battlings because they're just irresistible, and there was quite a selection of colors and textures this year. And I purchased some Hello Sunshine battlings in brilliant yellow with some pinks and blues. Not my typical color scheme, but the rainy gray day seemed to be begging for this kind of purchase. And I do attribute the sun coming out later in the festival to my purchase of the Hello Sunshine battlings from Hobbledehoy. I had brought a little drop spindle from Turtle Made Spindles along in my bag. So later on, when I was hanging out with Emily and Jaime, her husband, and also Sarah, who is helping with the Fiber West segments of the Fibertown podcast, and Janice, who is co-host of the Carolina Fiber Girls podcast, we spent quite a bit of time hanging out under some trees and going over purchases. Lots of people stopped by, and all that time I was just spinning on my Hello Sunshine battlings. That was very enjoyable. Some other vendors that I visited were Matter Made, or no, I think it's Matter Root. Matter Root does some beautiful prints on organic cotton linens, and I was interested in making a purchase because I saw that she had tea towels and napkins, but the things that she had brought to the festival seemed to be limited, unless maybe she was sold out already. They seemed to be limited to project bags. And although I was tempted to purchase one of those for myself, what I really wanted to do was start some Christmas shopping and buy some linen tea towels and napkins for family members who I know would appreciate them. And her designs are just really natural and lovely. So I think I will be shopping from Matter Root on Etsy for upcoming holiday purchases. I did visit the Buffalo Wool Company and started my Christmas shopping a little bit early. And I made some Mother's Day purchases. And I also shopped for my swap partner, Lorna. The featured sheep breed of the festival is Finn sheep. And each year there's a sheep breed that's selected and highlighted, and it's really a chance for a lot of education about that breed. A little bit later in the morning, I stopped by one of the barns where two Finn sheep from Fairwinds Farm were hanging out. And initially, we just started visiting with the sheep, their owner, Jan, Twinset Jan of the Twinset podcast. And with her husband, Dale. They are the caretakers of Fairwinds Farm and all of the animals living on the farm. So we just started visiting with Cookie and Cream. But when Jan arrived, she let me into the stall where Cookie and Cream were hanging out. And they are just such friendly and affectionate sheep. They're just over 11 months old, I believe. And they weren't then, but they are now award-winning sheep. So I'll post some photographs of Jan and her sheep. And there were a lot of visitors stopping by and asking about Finn sheep, because that was the chatter of the festival this year, was Finn as a breed. And so I was able to listen to Jan talk in depth about Finn sheep and keeping Finn sheep, because one of the women who visited said she had some pasture and she was spending time at the festival asking about different sheep breeds so she could make some careful decisions about what type of sheep she was putting on her land. If you ever want to learn a lot in a short amount of time, I recommend listening to either of the Twinset twins, because they are such accomplished and thoughtful women with such a far-ranging capacity for information, adventures, and activities. So it was like having a live podcast broadcast listening to Jan talk about her sheep. And I'm really looking forward to the next episode of Twinset Podcast, because I want to hear her talk about showing her sheep and her experience. Unfortunately, I didn't meet Dale because he wasn't coming down until today to the festival. And there were also another set of like near misses of folks with whom I wanted to connect at the festival, but it just didn't work out or the timing was off. So I guess there's always next year. Any visit to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival would not be complete, in my opinion, without the purchase of some sheep's milk cheese. I bought some sheep's milk Gouda to take home and some maple cream. So as I enjoy those treats over the next couple of weeks, I will be thinking about my time in the festival and thinking about next year, what purchases I'll make, what vendors I'll visit, what friendly faces I will see, and what a great time I'll have.
Acorns are dropping off my Jenny's house. Two ducks in my spyglass, flowery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves her down like a lady, waiting for a naked man. River bends like an elbow, turning stones to sand. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Sycamore trees are blazing like a rainbow fire, just like Linda Curtis, but out on a wire. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, I hope you will consider leaving a star rating or a review on iTunes, or liking the show's Facebook page, or joining the Yarns at Yinhu group on Ravelry. The music for the episode is Sweet. Music and lyrics by Samuel St. Thomas, performed by Krista Long and Cesar Diaz. Eat well and stay strong as you hone your post-apocalyptic skill set this week.
It's a sweet nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature.